Experts say there's been some activity around a North Korean missile facility. And the reason they're concerned is because North Korea hasn't tested any missiles or nuclear weapons in more than a year. Could this be a sign the country is going to resume doing something that the U.S. wants it to give up altogether? Late last month in Hanoi, Vietnam, the two countries' leaders met face-to-face for the second time. They didn't reach an agreement. North Korea didn't commit to getting rid of its nuclear and missile programs, a priority for the U.S., and America didn't commit to removing its sanctions, its penalties on North Korea's economy, a priority for North Korea. Still, U.S. President Donald Trump said he and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un left the summit on friendly terms and that the door to continued discussions would stay open. That's why possible activity at this missile site is significant. President Trump's national security advisor says he expects North Korea to show whether it's serious about future talks with the U.S. and whether the communist country is committed to giving up its nuclear program and everything that goes with it. If it's not, President Trump does not plan to remove any sanctions on North Korea. The U.S. may even add more. So the future of U.S. and North Korean relations could depend on whether North Korea is using this missile site to carry out more tests.
This is a key site that North Korea was in the process of dismantling, and it now appears as though it is reassembling some of the elements there. It is commercially available satellite imagery that has been analysed by two groups, 38 North and also CSIS, and they both believe that it does show reassembling certain elements of Tongchang-ri. It's also been backed up by what we've heard from the NIS, the intelligence agency here in South Korea. They say that they have seen that there has been activity there. They say that there are construction cranes. They've seen vehicles in the area. A roof has been put over one of the structures, a door as well. So, of course, the question is, why is this happening now? Up until now, we had heard that North Korea was dismantling this. He had talked to the South Korean president, Moon Jae-in, about this when Kim Jong-un actually met him in Pyongyang. They were discussing this. It was part of their statement at the end of that meeting, even thinking about when they could bring independent inspectors into North Korea to prove that this site had been put out of action. Now, the date is key. What we know from 38 North is that these satellite images are from between February 16th and March the 2nd. So it could have been before, during or after the Hanoi summit. So many analysts are reticent to say definitively that this shows that North Korea is not happy, that there was nothing at the end of that summit, that there was no agreement between US President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. But clearly they all agree that this is not a positive development. Paula Hancock, CNN Seoul.